正道哈，所以把下面的时间交给 David。
Good morning, everybody.
约翰福音第三。
Today's message title is "The Mysteries, Misconceptions, and the Truth of Regeneration."
今天讲到的题目是《重生的奥秘、误解和真理》。
约翰福音第三章，
有一个法利赛人，名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“
拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”
耶稣回答说：“
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
尼哥底母说：“
人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
耶稣说：“
我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。”
尼哥底母问他说：“
怎能有这事呢？”
耶稣回答说：“
你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，如何能信呢？除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。”
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and bear witness of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."
What is the most popular and important verse in the Bible?
圣经中最受欢迎和最重要的经文是什么呢?
I believe most people would say it is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
我相信大多数人都会说约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 has been preached and quoted all the time, but this verse was often taken out of context.
约翰福音三章十六节是常常被引用并用来讲道的一节经文，但它却总是被从上下文中剥离出来。
What is the context of John 3:16? Very few people bother to find out.
约翰福音三章十六节的上下文到底是什么呢？很少有人会费心去寻找。
Well, the context is a dialogue between Jesus and a man named Nicodemus on the subject of regeneration or born again.
他的上下文是在主耶稣和一个叫名叫尼哥底母的人之间关于重生的一段对话。
In contrast to John 3:16, the subject of regeneration is rarely studied, taught.And preach, and is often misunderstood.
相对于约翰福音三章十六节，关于重生这个主题，却是很少被研习、理解、教导和传讲的，而且是常常被误解。
Regeneration is a very important subject, so important that this is the first teaching of Jesus in the Gospel of John.
重生是一个非常重要的概念。它的重要在于它是主耶稣在约翰福音里的第一篇教导。
Secondly, Jesus started this subject with some very stern word. Truly, truly, I say to you, which means I solemnly declare this to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And he said it three times in the passage.
耶稣用非常严厉的话开始这个主题，我实实在在地告诉你，而且他这样说了三次。
Thirdly, in this dialogue, Jesus told Nicodemus he must first be born again, then he pointed Nicodemus the way of salvation through faith in the Son of Man.
在这段对话中，耶稣告诉尼哥底母，他必须首先重生。然后他给他指出了一条在人子里由信心通向救赎的道路。
In other words, regeneration precedes faith. Genuine saving faith only comes after one has been born again.
也就是说，在耶稣基督里重生在信心之前。
Well, let us look at the process of God's salvation.
那让我们来看看救恩的过程。
The process of God's salvation, is in the past tense, present tense, and future tense.
救恩的过程分为过去时、现在时和将来时。
What does it mean by salvation in the past? It means, before a person is saved.
这个救恩的过去式是指的是在人得救之前。
And what does it include?
它包括什么呢？
Well, it includes subjective experience of regeneration and conversion.
它包括人的主观经历、重生和归信。
And the objective fact of justification and adoption.
也包括了人的客观事实，就是称义和做神的儿女。
After one has been adopted as children of God, the salvation continues in the present tense, which is sanctification.
在人归信和称义之后呢，进入了现在时。
And in the future, before we meet Jesus again, there is a future salvation.Which is glorification.
在成圣之后呢，进入到得救恩的将来时，也就是得荣耀。
Now, conversion includes two things: repentance and faith.
归信基督包括两个方面：悔改和信心。
we should note that this salvation process comes in order. The first thing is regeneration.
啊，我们可以看到这个救恩的过程是有顺序的，首先是重生。
And then conversion, which includes repentance and faith.
然后是归信，包括悔改和信主。
Now I got this chart, from looking at a theology, textbook.
我这是一从这张图是从一个神学的书籍中得到的。
I didn't make it up myself.
这不是我自己做的。
Here's another way to look at it from another theological notebook.
从另一本神学书籍中，我们可以看到神拯救的工作与过程。
I think this one is more complete because it includes three more processes in the back.
啊，我觉得这张图更清楚地说明了这个救恩的过程，因为它包括了啊，在重生之前的几个步骤。
Yes, which is number one, election, number two, atonement, and number three, God's calling.
它包括了前三个步骤，第一个步骤是蒙神拣选，第二个是救赎的成就，第三个步骤是被神召唤。
So you can see that the full program of God's salvation has eight processes.
我们可以看到神的整个救恩的过程。
Now, this chart also tells us who is responsible for these processes.
这个图也向我们显示每一步的工作是由谁来负责的。
Now, as you can see, most of the processes are done by God alone, except number five, conversion, which is God's work with man, and number seven,Sanctification, also God worked with man.
在这个过程当中，我们可以看到大部分的工作都是由神自己做的，而只有在第五步归信主是神与人同工啊，还有第七步成圣是神与人同工一起来完成的。
Again, as I said, I didn't make it up. I took it from the theology notebook.On a section called soteriology, which means the doctrine of salvation.
啊，这张图也不是我做的，这是来自于神学的一个书籍叫《救恩论》。
It is very important for us to know the whole program of God's salvation and the order of the salvation process.
了解神救赎的整个计划和救赎过程的先后顺序，对于我们是非常重要的一件事。
Unfortunately, the majority of Christians do not have the slightest idea of this other than faith and justification.
不幸的是，大多数基督徒除了信心和称义之外，几乎一无所知。
And many don't even know that repentance is necessary for conversion.For conversion, they think faith is all they need.
许多人居然不清楚悔改是归信所必须的，他们认为有信心就足够了。
Here in John 3:1-16, Jesus told Nicodemus, regeneration comes first, and after that, repentance and faith in Jesus Christ.
这里在约翰福音三章一到十六节，耶稣告诉尼哥底母，进入神国的第一步就是重生，然后是在基督耶稣里的悔改和信心。
We will elaborate more on this later.
我们稍后会详细说明这一点。
Today our emphasis is on step 3, 4, and 5, which is calling, regeneration, and conversion.
今天我们讲到的主要重点是在于第三步、第四步和第五步，被召唤、得重生和归信主。
What is regeneration or born again mean?
重生是什么意思呢？
Well, it has two meanings. First of all, regeneration is likened to a spiritual resurrection. It is an app whereby God impart a spiritual life into a spiritually dead person to make him alive.
重生比作属灵的复活，重生是将属灵生命输入一个灵性死亡的人，使他复活过来，使他能感觉神，能明白神，能回应神，并接受救恩。
You can look up all the scripture references quoted here, but we don't have time to read them out because we have a time constraint.
由于时间的原因，我们就不在这儿读具体的经文。
There is a misconception among some believers that human effort is involved in regeneration. But how can a dead person raise himself from death?
有些信徒有一个错误的观念，认为重生有人的努力在其中，但一个死人怎能让自己复活呢？
A famous evangelist even made a mistake when he wrote a book titled How to be Born Again. He had good intentions and offered good advice, but the concept is wrong and unbiblical.
有一个著名的布道家曾写过一本书《如何重生》，就犯了这个错误。他的初衷是好的，并提供了很好的建议，但这个观念是错误的，是不符合圣经的。
God did not give any instruction in the entire Bible on how one can be born again. Only God can give life to the dead through regeneration.
神在整本圣经中对于人如何能够重生没有给过任何建议，只有神通过重生将生命赐给死人。
The gospel has no effect on a dead person since he is spiritually blind and cannot see the gospel light.
福音对一个死人是没有作用的，因为他是属灵瞎眼的，无法看见福音的真光。
That's why Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unlessone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
A person's spiritual senses must first be restored before he can respond to God and accept the gospel.
一个人的属灵感觉必须首先被恢复，被复活之后，他才能对神有反应，才能接受福音。
Secondly, regeneration is a brand new creation, not renewing something from something old.
重生是一个全新的创造，不是以旧翻新。
And in this action, God impart not only life, but his divine nature into the newly created person.
是神把他的本性放进这个新造的人里面。
And you can look this up in the scripture that I put down, 2 Peter 1:4 and Ephesians 4:24.
你可以从彼得后书一章四节和以弗所书四章二十四节可以看到这些经文。
2 Peter 1:4 say that we are partakers ofthe divine nature of God.
彼得后书一章四节说，我们是有份于神的本性。
In other words, he gives us his DNA.
也就是说，神把他的 DNA 给我们了。
This is necessary because a person can only enjoy God and spiritual matter after he has been given a divine nature through regeneration.
这是必要的，因为只有在人被重生之后，他就被赋予了一个神的本性，然后他才能享受神自己和一切属灵的事。
It should be mentioned that the newly created man coexists with the old man, which is our original sinful nature, so-called the flesh.
需要提醒大家的是，这个新造的人和我们的旧人，就是有着原始罪性的肉体，是同时存在的。
So the old man and the new man coexist until our salvation is complete, which is glorification.
这个新人和旧人是同时存在，直到我们的救赎完全成就，就是成圣的时候。
That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us, so even though we are imperfect outwardly, we no longer judge a person according to his flesh.
所以在哥林多后书五章十六节说，所以尽管我们外在还不完美，但是我们不再按照肉体认识或判断人了。
Because there is a new creation inside that is made in the image of God.
因为在我们里面有一个完美的创造，是按照神的形象造的。
Well, let us understand this passage that we read by first understanding the main character, which is Nicodemus.
在我们继续研读这节经文之前呢，我们来看看这段经文的主角，就是尼哥底母。
He was a man of the Pharisees, which is a very religious and serious group.Who strictly observed the Old Testament law plus many man-made traditions.
他是一个法利赛人，是一群非常热心宗教的人。他们严格遵守旧约律法和许多由人添加的传统规条。
So he's very religious and serious.
他是非常的宗教有热心。
Secondly, he was a member of the Jewish.Ruling council, the so-called Sanhedrin, which is comparable to the U.S. Supreme Court justices.
他是犹太公会成员，犹太公会相当于现今美国的最高法院。
So he is a very powerful person.
所以他是一个非常有权力的人。
Thirdly, he was the master teacher of Israel.He was the teacher of the teachers, the most knowledgeable person in the nation on the Bible. He is at the top of the pile.
他是犹太人的大教师，他是教师中的教师，全国对圣经最有权威的人，他是一个顶端圣经学者。
Lastly, he was a very wealthy person. It was said that Nicodemus was among the richest.Man in the society.
第四点，他很富有。据说尼哥底母位列犹太社会首富之中。
And wealth was considered a blessing from God, so, he was considered a very spiritual leader, so he was very much blessed by God.
财富被认为是神的祝福之一，所以他被认为是一个非常受神祝福的人。
But deep inside his mind, Nicodemus knew he had problems. He was a dead man.
但是在他的心灵深处，尼哥底母知道他有问题，他是一个死人。
He knew he was just a hypocrite wearing a religious outfit.
他知道他只是一个穿着宗教外衣的假冒伪善者。
This is what I say. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 23.
这是主耶稣在圣经里说的。
He knew he was an outsider of the kingdom of God, and he had no relationship with God, had no access to God, and God was not with him.
他知道他是在神国之外的人，与神没有关系，他无法接近神，无法和神在一起。
Thirdly,He had an unanswered question about God and his kingdom, but he had no one to turn to for answers because there was no higher teacher than him.
再者，他对神和神的国有许多无法回答的问题，但是他无人可问，因为没有比他更高的教师了。
So the Nicodemus on the outside looked very much different from the inside.
所以尼哥底母外面道貌岸然，可是里面却没有生命。
Yeah. Now, Nicodemus and his friends carefully observed and analyzed Jesus' teaching and miracle. They came to these conclusions.
尼格迪姆和他的同伴非常仔细地观察和分析了耶稣的教导和神迹，他们得出以下结论。
First, Jesus was a higher teacher from God, superior to Nicodemus. Therefore, Jesus was someone Nicodemus could turn to for his unanswered questions.
首先，耶稣是从神来的更高的教师，比尼哥底母地位更高，所以耶稣是可以给尼哥底母带来答案的人。
Second, Jesus was a man from God, and God was with him, so Jesus has access to God.
第二点，耶稣从神而来，与神同在，所以耶稣有到达神的道路。
Thirdly, Jesus had inside knowledge of God's kingdom.
第三点，耶稣有神国的内部知识。
These were the reasons that prompted Nicodemus to pay a secret night visit to Jesus.
这些就是促使尼哥底母深夜访问耶稣的原因。
Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him."
耶稣说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
So on the surface, we see Nicodemus went to see Jesus at night, but in reality, he was drawn by God to come to Jesus.
表面看尼哥底母深夜来见耶稣，而事实是他被神呼召来见耶稣。
This is like in the next chapter,We see the Samaritan woman went to Jacob's well to draw that water. But in reality, she was drawn by God to meet Jesus, the source of living water.
同样，在约翰福音的第四章讲到撒玛利亚妇人来到雅各井来取这个死水。事实是她被神呼召来遇见耶稣，就是生命的活水。
In the dialogue between Jesus and Nicodemus, there were three rounds of Q&A.
尼哥底母与耶稣的对话一共有三轮问答。
Nicodemus' question were,
尼哥底母的问题是
Number one, how can I enter God's presence and have a relationship with him?
第一个问题，我如何能进入神的同在，与神建立关系
？Number two, how can one be born again?
第二个问题，一个人如何能够重生
？Number three, how can a new birth possibly happen?
第三个问题，重生如何才能发生
？Nicodemus didn't have the chance to ask his first question before Jesus gave him the answer.
在尼哥底母还没来得及问第一个问题之前，耶稣就把答案给他了。
Because at the end of the previous chapter, John 2:25, it said Jesus knew what was in people's mind.
因为在前一章结束的时候，就是约翰福音的二章二十五节说，耶稣知道人们心中在想什么。
So Jesus didn't need to hear Nicodemus' question. Jesus knew the questions.And he already has the answers.
所以耶稣不需要听到尼哥底母的问题，就知道他的问题，而且已经有了答案。
Jesus was doing this to give Nicodemus a hint of his deity, which means that he is only science.
耶稣这么做是在暗示尼哥底母，他是无所不知的神。
We can guess Nicodemus.First question from Jesus' answer.
我们可以从耶稣的回答来猜测尼哥底母心里的第一个问题。
He wanted to know how he could enter God's presence and have a relationship with him, like Jesus.
尼哥底母想知道他如何能进入神的同在，与神建立关系，像耶稣与神一样。
Jesus told Nicodemus, the first thing you need is to be born again. And that is not an option. It is a very serious matter.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母，首先他需要重生，这不是可选择的，而是一个非常严肃的事情。
And Jesus said this three times.
耶稣三次用实实在在来说这句话。
Unfortunately, God's kingdom is in the spiritual realm, and the only way to enter it is to be born spiritually into it.
遗憾的是，神的国是在属灵领域，进入神国的唯一道路是从圣灵而生。
None of the things that Nicodemus possesses, his biblical knowledge, his religious zeal, his morality, and prestigious social standing can help him enter God's kingdom.
尼哥底母所拥有的一切，他的圣经知识，他的宗教热情，他的道德和高尚的社会地位，没有一样可以帮助尼哥底母进入神的国。
Secondly, Nicodemus wants to know how a person can be born again.
第二点，尼哥底母想知道一个人如何能够重生。
Jesus told him, just as he needed an earthly parent to give him flesh and blood to be born physically, he would need spiritual parents to give him a spiritual life.
耶稣回答说，就像他需要一个肉身的父母给他血肉之躯一样，他也需要属灵的父母赋予他属灵的生命。
Jesus told Nicodemus, God's spirit and water are the spiritual parents. One needs to be born spiritually into God's kingdom.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母，神的圣灵和水就是属灵的父母，人需要从圣灵和水的重生，和水进入重生。
But water doesn't refer to baptism, as some argued, but to God's word. God's word is the ingredient or seed God uses to regenerate man.
这里的水不是指有人说的受洗，而是指神的道。神的道是神用来重生人的原料或种子。
In the scripture it says, in 1 Peter, you have been born again through the living and enduring word of God.
彼得前书一章二十三节说，你们蒙了重生，是借着神活泼长存的道。
And in James chapter 1, it also says, the Father chose to give us birth through the word of truth.
雅各书一章十七节到十八节说，众光之父按自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
God's word and spirit are also the purifying or cleansing agent in spiritual birth.
神的道和圣灵在属灵生命里是净化和洁净的元素。
It says in Ephesians chapter 5, Christ cleansed the church by washing of water with the word.
以弗所书五章二十六节说，基督用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
And in Titus chapter 3, it says,He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
提多书三章五节，他救了我们，是借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
So, water refers to the Word of God.
这里的水是指的是神的道。
Nicodemus appeared to be skeptical of the spiritual birth.Jesus was talking about. It seemed too mystical to him.
尼哥底母对于耶稣所说的重生有些怀疑，这对他来说太神秘了。
Indeed, God's work of creation is full of wonder and mystery. For example, the universe, the nature, all forms of life, and especially the human life. They are full of wonder and mystery.
实际上，神的创造充满了奇妙和神秘，比如宇宙、大自然、各种生物，尤其是人类的生命，他们都充满了奇妙和神秘。
The psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful.
在诗篇 139篇啊，说因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙。
Can you imagine how much more mysterious and wonderful is a spiritual life and its creation?
你能想象属灵生命和它的出生又更是何等的神秘和奇妙呢？
Furthermore, the Holy Spirit is a mysterious person in the Godhead, and he always works in a very mysterious way that makes people wonder.
此外，圣灵在神格中是一位神秘的人，他总是以一种非常神秘的方式工作，令人惊奇不已。
Jesus compared the Holy Spirit to the wind. He cannot be seen, but one can feel his presence and see the effect.
耶稣把圣灵比作风，看不见，但人可以感觉他的存在，看见他的作为。
He is sovereign and cannot be summoned or controlled.One cannot tell where he comes from and where he's going.
他有主权，却不能被召唤或控制。人不知道他从哪里来，到哪里去。
So the renewing work of the Holy Spirit is full of mystery and incomprehensible.
所以圣灵重生的工作是充满奥秘和不可理解的。
So don't marvel, just believe.
所以不要稀奇，只要相信。
Thirdly, Nicodemus wondered how regeneration can happen and how does it happen.
第三点，尼哥底母想知道重生怎么能够发生和如何发生。
Jesus told Nicodemus, he was telling him the truth about regeneration from what he sees and what he knows in the spiritual realm.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母，他所说的关于重生的真理是他从灵界所看到所知道的。
Only the Son of Man, Jesus himself, has this knowledge because he came from heaven.
只有人子耶稣自己知道，因为他来自于天堂。
Jesus attributed Nick's inability to understand to his unbelief.
耶稣把尼哥底母的无法理解归结为不信。
Nicodemus need to believe first, then he will understand.
尼哥底母需要首先相信，然后才能明白。
This is what Hebrews 11 verse 1 and 3 told us.
这是在希伯来书11章第一节到第三节。
And not the other way around.
反之则不然。
Today, many intellectuals want to understand first before they want to believe, and this is in the reverse order of the Bible.
现在许多的信徒或者是神学家都认为先要明白才能相信，这是跟圣经的教导是相反的。
As for how regeneration happened,
重生如何发生？
This is how it happened. The Spirit of God applies the Word of God, which is the seed of life, into the dead spirit of a man and quicken it, which means bring it to life.
重生是如何发生的？当神的灵将神的道，也就是生命的种子，植入人已死的灵命中，他就将人的灵催生了。
You can see this in Ezekiel.Chapter 37 and John chapter 6, but we don't have time to read all the scriptures.
你可以去阅读以西结书37章1到13节，约翰福音6章53节63节。
Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God,And those who hear will be made alive.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见上帝儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。
So you can see how the Word of God and the Spirit of God work together to regenerate a person.
你可以看到神的灵和神的道如何使人重生。
Well, regeneration being a mysterious matter caused many confusions and misconceptions among believers, even among theologians.
啊，重生作为一个非常奥秘的事件，啊，在信徒中，甚至在神学家中，都引起了很多的分歧和误解。
As I summarize some of the misconceptions, versus the Bible truth.
啊，我总结了一下，将这个误解和这个圣经的真理来做一个比较。
The first misconception is born again means turning over a new leaf in life.
重生就是洗心革面，重新做人。
But the truth is, it is the impartation of a divine life by God into a spiritually dead person.
但是圣经的真理是说，重生是神将他的生命输入到一个死人里面。
The second misconception is regeneration is a result of my decision and action.
另一个误解是说，重生是出于我的决定和行动。
But the truth is, the triune God did something to regenerate a person. It is due to the Father's will, the Son's word, and the Spirit's quickening.
三一神的同工使人重生，啊，重生是通过父神的旨意、圣子的话和圣灵的运作，叫人活过来。
And the third misconception is repentance and faith result in being born again.
第三个误解是说，悔改与相信导致重生。
But the truth is, regeneration precedes faith and repentance.
圣经的真理是重生先于悔改和相信。
Now, I realize thatMany of you may not agree with me on the last point, that is, regeneration precedes faith.
我意识到你可能不同意我的最后一点，重生先于信心。
This seems like a revolutionary concept for many believers.
对于许多信徒来说，这似乎是一个革命性的概念。
I have researched many references, and I'm convinced.This viewpoint is biblical and correct.
我研究了很多参考资料，我相信这个观点是符合圣经的，是正确的。
And more importantly, God has provided me with some very powerful supporting arguments from authoritative and trustworthy theologians, Bible scholars, and pastors.
上帝还为我提供了一些来自权威和值得信赖的神学家、圣经学者和牧师的非常有力的支持论据。
I am going to show you these three short video clips, totaling about 10 minutes. Please watch and listen carefully.
我将向你展示三个短片，总共约十分钟，请仔细观看和聆听。
And if you want to review the content of this video and today's sermon, later on, you can get it from our church website.
之后你可以在我们教会网站上查看这些视频和今天的讲道内容。
The first video is from a renowned reform theologian, R.C. Sproul.And he explained why regeneration precedes faith.
在这个短视频里，著名改革宗神学家史普罗解释改革宗相信重生在信心之前的观点。
Luther said, "Justification is by faith alone, but not by faith that is alone." And then he going on to say that the faith that justifies, Luther said, is a fides viva.A living faith, a faith that is alive. Where does that faith come from? And this question, probably more than any other, is what defines the very essence of Reformed theology. If there's one phrase that captures the essence of Reformed theology, it is the little phrase, regeneration precedes faith. That is, the power of faith, the power of believing, is a result not of an act of our will done independently, but it is the fruit of God's sovereign act of changing the disposition of our hearts and giving to us the gift of faith.
在这个视频里，神学家施普罗说，马丁路德说，唯独因信称义，但并不是因着一个孤立的信心。他接着说，使人称义的信心是一个活的信心，一个生气勃勃的信心，一个有生命气息的信心。这种信心从何而来的呢？这个问题可能比任何其他问题更能表明归正神学的精髓。如果要用一句简短的话来归纳归正神学的精髓，这句话就会是重生先于信心。意思就是，信心的能力，相信的能力，并不是我们独立意志的结果，而唯独是神的那种可以改变人败坏之心性的主权所结的果子。也就是说，神的主权使我们产生能相信的能力，这就是重生，并将信心作为礼物赐给我们。以弗所书二章八到九节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The second video, we see a young Chinese Christian ask Pastor John McCarver, does regeneration precede faith or faith precedes regeneration, and why?
这是一个年轻的信徒，问麦克阿瑟关于重生与信心的这个问题。
My question is, do you believe in regeneration precedes faith, or faith precedes regeneration, and why?
Hey, you've been studying theology over there in China, Will. That's good.Regeneration. Now we're talking about what theologians call the order of salvation. Salvation happens at once. It is a single miracle. You repent, you have faith, you are justified, you are converted, you are redeemed, you are ransomed, you are adopted.You are sanctified, and that's all one great miracle. But if you look closely at it, and you break down that miracle into logical parts, what is reasonable, you have to conclude that regeneration comes before faith. Because if I am dead in trespasses and sins,If I am in the darkness, if I hate God, if I have no ability to know God, if I am blind to all divine truth, and this is how Paul in Ephesians defines the Gentiles, the non-believers, if I have no capacity for anything,then I cannot even believe until the Spirit of God has awakened my heart. So from a reality perspective, that's all one great miracle. But when you dig deeper, the initial work is the work of God in regeneration. I'll give you an illustration of it from the third chapter of John. Jesus says, you must be born again.To Nicodemus, you must be born again, you must be regenerated, or you must be born anothen, you must be born from above. Nicodemus wonders, how do I get in the kingdom of God? And Jesus says, you have to be born from above. Now, that illustration makes crystal clear how this works. What contribution did you make to your birth? You didn't make any contribution to your birth.Nobody makes a contribution to their birth. You didn't exist. And that's why the Lord chose that. That is the one thing that you had no part of in your life. your birth. And that is the one thing that you have no part of in the spiritual realm. You have to be born from above. You have no part in your physical birth. You have no part in your spiritual birth. Those are works of God, apart from anything that you have done. So I believe our Lord is saying that the new birth is the work of God. And then he goes on to say, Nicodemus says, how can this happen? And the Lord gives a very strange answer. He says, the wind blows where it wills, and you see the results, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it's coming from, and you don't know where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit, which is our Lord's way of saying, you can observe it, but you have no part in it. You can see the wind, you can see the effects of the wind, you can feel the wind, you can't control the wind. The Lord is simply saying to Nicodemus, look, you need to be born from above, but you're not in control of that any more than you are the wind. So I think Scripture is abundantly clear that before you can genuinely repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God has already done a work to awaken your dead heart and to give you life, okay?
Well, last video is with Pastor Stephen Tong. We all know who he is. He explained to us regeneration precedes repentance.
接下来的这个video呢，是唐从容牧师讲解的为什么是先重生后悔改。
那我们刚才稍微提到了，是先重生，然后再悔改。为什么呢？这是归正神学之所以被许多人拒绝的原因，因为这样讲太靠近圣经的原意，但是太不近人情。这样讲很照圣经全本正经贯彻始终的原则，但是对普通被救赎还没有被圣化的思想来说是很难接受。 为什么这样讲呢？因为多数人认为是我信才得救吗？是我悔改才有新生命吗？所以我愿意到主的面前畏罪痛苦悔改，他怜悯我就赦免我的罪，我才得赦罪了吗？所以我们就把我们当作因，把我们当作是动因，是我悔改，我认罪，是我相信打动上帝的心。我这个动因呢，是神就把恩典给我。 神就把赦罪给我，神就把怜悯给我，所以我先感动他的，而这不是圣经的教训，因为圣经保罗说呢，我用上帝的道继续不断等候，等候什么呢？等候基督成形在你们心中。什么意思呢？我传道给你们，就盼望有一天的基督的生命生在你们中间。 讲那个时候你重生了，是经过这一段继续不断用道栽培你，用道教训你，用道对你讲话，然后基督才成形在你心里面。当基督成形在你心里面的时候，那一天你领受新的生命，一领受新的生命以后，你就痛苦，你过的生活跟神的生命是不一样的，那你就悔改，你因为听了道才悔改。 如果有一个人说是我先悔改才得救的，我问你，一个人是不是先听到才悔改？我问你，是不是先听到才悔改，或者悔改以后才决定听到？先听到的悔改，那请问重生什么时候开始？是从他悔改以后新生命掉下来开始？ 或者上帝用道生他，那一段整个听到的时间是重生的过程之一。我们今天提到生的时候，我们常常受生育的现象所捆绑。我们的观念常常受哪一天生下来就是那一天开始的影响。啊，你不知道还没把你生出来以前，你母亲怀你9个多月，那是不是你新生命的开始啊？ 新生命的开始是生下来开始，或者怀胎开始。你明白这个道理，你就明白为什么不可堕胎，因为不是生下来的时候才是有生命， 在胎里面的时候就有生命，这样重生是从道在你心中怀胎的时候，道在你心中还没有成型以前，开始在你心中动工的时候开始，等到这个成为一个新的生命的种子，到有一天生下来的时候，你被生的那一天是你重生的认知起点，而不是你真正被重生的真正起点。你说我的出生的日子是某年某月某日，我知道，但你的生命不是那时候开始，你生命是从你怀胎的那个时候开始，那胚胎就成为必要生下来的起点。阿们。所以当圣灵用上帝的道，有关耶稣基督的道，在你心中开始做工的时候，重生的步骤就开始在你生命中间运行，直到有一天圣灵告时间到了，把你生下来的那一天，你知道我今天重生得救了，那个时候呢，已经是变成你个人的主观的经历啊，这个主观的经历以前是神主动的施恩，而神主动的施恩经过一个很长的日子，那么你一生下来以后，你就知道你有新生命，有新生命就看不惯自己过的生活这么败坏，你就痛苦，你就悔改，所以悔改是重生的结果。大家说很难明白吗？现在可以明白吗？
Well, so you see in John chapter 3, the first 16 verse, it is first God's calling in verse 2, and then regeneration in verse 3 to 13, and lastly, it is conversion, verse 14 to 16.
在约翰福音的依照十六节呢，讲解了这个救恩过程的这三个步骤。第一个步骤是神的呼召唤，是在约翰福音三章二节。在约翰福音的三章三节到十三节讲到了重生，在第十四节到十六节讲到了归信基督，就是悔改和相信。
And after explaining regeneration to Nicodemus, Jesus showed Nicodemus the next step.Which is conversion through faith and repentance.
在对尼哥底母解释了重生的概念之后，耶稣指出了下一步就是归信基督，通过信心和悔改。
And there are three steps in conversion.
归信基督有三个步骤。
First, conviction of sin through elimination by the Holy Spirit.
第一步，在圣灵光照下知罪悔改。
Second, the salvation of God is made known to the person.
第二步，神使人知道有赦罪拯救的方法。
And the first step is to believe and trust the salvation plan of God.
第三步就是相信并倚靠神差来的救主。
All the scripture references are listed here, but we don't have time to go through it.
大家可以去看这些参考的经文。
So what happened to Nicodemus after the dialogue with Jesus?
在尼哥底母后来怎么样呢？
Well, Nicodemus had big obstacle that hindered him from believing what Jesus said about regeneration. And those obstacles were hisReligious root, his intellect, and his self-righteousness.
对于相信耶稣所说的重生，尼哥底母是有很大的障碍。这些障碍呢，是源于他的宗教、他的智慧和他的自义。
But Nicodemus made progress slowly afterward.
但尼哥底母在之后还是慢慢的进步了。
Nicodemus started out very timid. He came to see Jesus under the night cover.Because he was afraid of other people's criticism.
尼哥底母开始是非常胆怯的，他深夜造访耶稣，是因为害怕别人的批评。
Later, Nicodemus took a bold stand to defend Jesus in the midst of the chief priests and Pharisees.
之后，尼哥底母勇敢地站出来，在祭司长和法利赛人面前为耶稣辩护。
And after the crucifixion of Jesus, when all the disciples were very scared and fled away and deserted Jesus, Nicodemus took an extremely bold action.
在耶稣被钉十字架之后，大多数耶稣的门徒都非常的害怕而逃离了，但尼哥底母却做出了一个极其需要勇气的举动。
What did he do? Well, he came forward and buy and bring massive amount of myrrh and aloe, which cost a lot of money, for preparing Jesus' body for burial.
尼哥底母做了什么呢？他买来大量而昂贵的没药和沉香，预备安葬耶稣的身体。
Legend said that after the resurrection of Jesus, Nicodemus was baptized and became a Christ follower.
传说耶稣升天后，尼哥底母受洗并成了耶稣的跟随者。
As a result, he was deprived of all his job position, his fortune, properties, and possessions.
结果他被剥夺了所有的职分、财富。
He and his family were reduced to living in poverty, but Nicodemus gained Christ and eternal life.
他和他的家庭生活在贫困之中，但尼哥底母得到了基督和永生。
Compared to the Samaritan woman, it took Nicodemus much longer time to be born again, to have his life changed.
和撒玛利亚妇人相比，尼哥底母用了更长的时间才得到重生，并产生生命的改变。
But ultimately, he made it through because he too was drawn by the grace and will of the Father to Jesus Christ.
但最终，他还是成功的得到了重生，因为他也是被神的恩典和意念呼召来到耶稣基督面前的。
I want to illustrate the new birth in my mother's born again experience.
我想向大家分享我母亲的重生经历。
Why do I want to do this? Because when I was preparing this sermon, I accidentally found my mother's handwritten testimony about how she was born again.
在我准备讲道的过程中，我无意中发现了我母亲的亲笔见证。我妈妈十二年前被主接回天家了，见证是关于她重生的经历。
I find her testimony very consistent with the message I'm preaching today. I believe this is one of the resources God gave me for the sermon.
我发觉她的见证与我今天所传讲的信息非常吻合，我相信这是神给我这篇讲道的资源之一。
My mother was born and raised in a Christian family. She is a first generation Christian. She went to a Christian school until she finished high school. She has always attended Sunday worship, but in her own word, she did not seek the Lord with sincerity in heart. Occasionally, she attended deeper life and revival meetings, and she would feel stirred up for a little while.But it was only temporary because there was no foundation.
我妈妈在一个基督教家庭出生和长大，她是第三代基督徒。她上基督教学校直到高中毕业，她一直都有参加主日崇拜。但用她自己的话来说，我没有用心灵诚实去寻求主的面。遇到培灵或奋兴会时，我也有过一时的兴奋，但不过是暂时性的。没有根基的。
So my mother lived a Christian life in that manner for decades. She said she was alive by name, but dead in reality.
妈妈这样过了几十年的基督徒生活，她说她按名是活的，其实是死的。
Then in the summer of 1968, in an evening revival meeting, she wrote, "The Holy Spirit."Work mightily on me. The word of the Lord pierced my heart like a two-edged sword. His light let me see my sinfulness and indebtedness, and his love gave me forgiveness, freedom, and peace inside.
直到1968年夏天，在一个晚上的聚会中，圣灵在我心中大大做工。主的话像两刃的剑，使我扎心。主的光使我看见自己的罪过和亏欠。 主的爱使我感到释放的自由和赦罪的平安。
Since then, my life has changed. The Bible was not my interest, became sweeter than honey. I was afraid to face God before, but now I delight in seeking Him. I was unclear about my Christian faith, but now I know whom I have believed. There was a big change in my perspective of people and things.
从此我的生命有了改变，从前不感兴趣的圣经成为比蜜甘甜，从前怕见神，现喜欢寻求他，从前对信仰迷糊，现在知道所信的是谁，对人对事的看法和衡量与前相比都有着很大的差距。
The Lord opened my eyes, the eyes of a blind person like me. The Lord showed His mercy and kindnessTo a humble and unworthy person like me, I will sing praise to His name and magnify Him with thanksgiving.
是主开了瞎子的眼睛，是主的怜悯和恩慈白白临到卑微不配的人。我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大。
Well, what are some of the signs of a born again person?
那重生有什么迹象呢？
Well, there are three basic and important signs.
重生有许多迹象，最基本和重要的有三个。
Ask yourself, have you received a new nature that makes you delight in God, in His word and spiritual matter?
你可以问问你自己，你有没有获得一个新的本性，使你可以喜悦神和他的道，喜悦属灵的事。
Because a born-again personIs a particular of God's divine nature.
因为一个新的生命是有神的本性在里面。
And then ask yourself, has there been growth in your Christian life? Light grows and multiplies, but dead things don't grow.
你可以再问问你自己，你在基督里的生命有成长吗？你与神的关系呢？还是只是停滞不前？请记住，生命会成长和繁殖，但死的东西不会成长。
Thirdly, is there an assurance within you that you belong to God? And have you ever heard an inner voice of the Holy Spirit that makes you cry, Abba Father to God?
你是否在里面有这样的确信？你是属神的吗？你是否曾在内心里听到圣灵的声音，使你向神呼叫，阿巴父？
This is very important because the Holy Spirit dwells within a born-again Christian. He is the seal, a deposit, and a guarantee from God on our redemption.
这很重要，因为圣灵住在重生得救的基督徒里面，他是我们得救的印记、凭据和神的应许。
Well, if you have not been born again, what can you do?
然而，如果你还没有重生，该怎么办呢
？You can believe and seek Him, because Hebrews 11 says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He is, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him."
你可以相信神，并且寻求神。啊，希伯来书十一章六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信他是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Secondly, you can be honest and admit to God that you haven't been born again yet, but you desire to.
第二点，你可以诚实地向神承认你还没有重生，但你真的想重生。
And lastly,Check if there is any obstacle preventing the Holy Spirit to regenerate you, much like Nicodemus' obstacle.
第三点，你可以检查自己，看看是否有什么障碍在拦阻圣灵使你重生，很可能就是像尼哥底母的障碍一样。
Because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that whoever believed in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神愿意带你进入他的国度，就像约翰福音三章十六节所说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Well, we finish our sermon today, and let us listen to this response song to Anna.
我们来用这首回应诗歌来结束今天的讲道。
谢谢李长老用这一